Hi, I'm Grant Armstrong, and I get to serve as directing pastor here at St. John's United Methodist Church in Edwardsville, Illinois. We exist to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Our desire is to be a beacon of faith and service, focusing our passions and gifts to reflect Christ's love to the world. You're invited to join us each week at 9 a.m. for a time of traditional worship, or at 11 a.m. for contemporary worship. Thanks for joining us for this online version of the sermon.
If you're able, would you please stand for the reading of the scripture? Today's scripture comes from the Gospel according to John, chapter 2, verses 13 through 20. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then responded to him, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." They replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you are going to raise it in 3 days?" This is the word of the God for people of God.
You may be seated. The words that we say can be so powerful. We can use our words to uplift and encourage, or we can use our words to belittle and make someone feel unimportant. And what we say can really stick with that person long after we have said it. I know that I will sometimes hear that voice in my head, and it will be words I have heard from people, and it can be encouragement, you can do this. Or there are times that I hear that voice from when I was told, you're not good enough, you'll never be able to do that. Those words have stuck with me. The words that we say can either help or hurt. And we live in a messy world where we aren't always careful with what we say, and we aren't always careful with how others receive those words that we say. When we look at the teachings of Jesus, there seems to be certain teachings that we tend to focus on, and others that we try and kind of push to the back. We tend to think of the teachings of Jesus as teaching how to love, caring for your enemy, turning the other cheek, walking the extra mile. If we were to do a survey, most people would say those are the types of scriptures that they think of when they think of what it means to follow Jesus. We don't tend to focus so much on those scriptures where Jesus gets angry. And we have one of those scriptures today where Jesus is angry. And it's just as important for us to look at this scripture for when Jesus got angry as it is for us to remember all the times where he tells us to be loving and caring for others. Because Jesus came and he taught love, and he got angry, and he argued with religious leaders of the times. And all of that is what we need to remember when following Jesus. Because our passage today very clearly is not Jesus turning the other cheek. It is Jesus getting angry. We are told that it was a time of Passover, and Jesus and his disciples have come to Jerusalem, and they have gone to the temple, and they get to the temple courts. And Jesus looks around at the temple courts and goes, "This isn't the temple anymore. This has become a marketplace." And he goes, "This is wrong." And he gets angry. And he goes out and he finds rope and makes a whip and starts throwing tables and telling the people in charge of the animals to get them out of there, running the animals out. And he is angry. This isn't the only place in Scripture where we have Jesus angry and upset and arguing with people. If you look through our Scriptures, there are plenty of places where Jesus scolds the religious leaders, where he gets into arguments with them about what it truly means to follow God. Jesus came and he challenged the understanding that the religious leaders and the people of the time had about what it meant to follow God. He came and he taught about a God that the people didn't know, didn't understand. And his teachings went against the culture of the time. And you know what? None of that has actually changed. Jesus still challenges us in our understanding of what it means to follow God. His teachings still go against the culture of our time. Jesus taught about loving your neighbor, turning the other cheek, walking the extra mile. But that's not all that Jesus taught. He also taught about standing up for the oppressed, fighting against injustice, about helping the poor, the least, and the lost. And sometimes for us to do those things, it means being angry. It means having arguments with people. And not everybody is going to be comfortable when we start doing that. The Pharisees and the religious leaders sure didn't like it when Jesus started speaking up for those who had no voice. They didn't like his teachings. And we won't always be liked for following in his actions. If we were to look at the scripture, most people would say that Jesus is acting out of character. We're told that Jesus was sinless. And yet here we have him angry, chasing people out of the temple courts, making a whip. Those don't seem to be in the character of Jesus. But what makes Jesus so different is that he did not allow his anger to overtake him, to lead him to sin. I kind of have to say, if it were me that you were talking about throwing tables and making a whip, you probably couldn't apply the same thing. When we get angry, we don't always stop to think through our actions completely. Jesus did not act rashly. He did not get angry and let that anger overtake him. But he got angry for a purpose. He got angry for a reason. And he took the time to think through his anger and act in a way that was justified. When we get angry, we so often kind of turn off the brain and let the anger take over. And we end up saying things and doing things that we shouldn't. And that's the difference. Jesus was angry, but did not sin. One of the commentaries I read said something that kind of stuck with me. And it was the fact that Jesus had to look at the temple courts, get angry, and then had to go off and find the rope to make the whip to chase people out. He was not acting impulsively. He was angry and knew that he had to do something with that anger to show the people that what they were doing was wrong. And you know, as we look at the anger that Jesus had here, this is not the only time that we are told of Jesus being angry, of arguing. Jesus very frequently had harsh words to say to the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the time. And Jesus didn't have any problem going off on them about what they were doing was wrong. Now, the religious leaders also did not like Jesus and generally had very unkind things to say back to him. They kind of seemed to like agitating each other. But Jesus would call out the Pharisees for their emphasis on appearance. He called them out when they said that he was a demon driving out other demons. He called them out for wanting the tomb to be completely whitewashed and pretty and perfect, but it was still a tomb. He called out the religious leaders for their insistence on him providing a sign to prove who he was. If you notice a lot, when Jesus has these arguments with a religious leader, there's kind of a common theme in what he tells them. Jesus gets mad at them for false teachings. He gets mad at them for leading others away from God. He gets mad when they oppress others, when they are not caring for the poor among them. Jesus tells the religious leaders that he didn't come for them. They already think that they're perfect. He came to help the sinners, those that knew they needed help. Jesus did not come to align himself with those already in power. But he came to give power to the powerless, to stand for the oppressed, to stand against injustice, to be there for the least and the lost among them. So Jesus had harsh words for those religious leaders. Jesus taught us how to care for others, but it's not always in the ways that we think. Yes, Jesus came teaching us to reach out to others, to show our love, to turn the other cheek, to be kind to those who persecute us. But he also came teaching us to speak up and use our words to help those who need help. When we see something we know to be wrong, we are to speak up against it. When we see bullying happening, we are to go stop it. We are not to let our anger completely overtake us so that we act rashly. but we are to take on that righteous anger, to fight injustice, to fight oppression, to give a voice to those who do not have one. Sometimes we need to let our faith show in our anger and being upset about what is wrong. When you see those things that you know to be wrong, what is your response? Jesus's response was to address it, to face what he knew was wrong, to even make those in power uncomfortable with what he had to say. Because the status quo is so comfortable. The Pharisees liked the status quo. They had the power. They were looked up to. And Jesus came and challenged their authority, challenged their view on what was right. Are we willing to challenge the status quo? To stand up for what is right, even if nobody else is? The religious leaders wanted to know who gave Jesus the authority to come and do what he did, to kick the money changers and those selling animals for the sacrifice out of the temple courts. They did this quite a bit. Anytime Jesus did something they didn't like, they wanted to know by whose authority he was doing this. Perform a miracle on Sunday? Well, who gave you the right to do work on Sunday? Help somebody in need? Well, who gave you the right to do this? They were unable to understand that Jesus was the Son of God, and that God had given him the authority and the power to teach others about who God truly was. And so they challenged Jesus at every turn. When he did something they didn't like, they challenged him. When we follow in Jesus' footsteps, when we challenge the status quo, when we stand up for what is right, people will not always like it. And they'll want to challenge us right back. Why are we doing this? Well, we're doing it because we're fighting against injustice and oppression. We're following what Jesus taught us to do. And we know that there is power in the words that we say, that we can shed light on what is wrong. We can encourage and lift up those who are oppressed. We can show that we truly care for people, that it's not just about appearance, it's not just about looking right, it's about going out and doing what Jesus called us to do. Because Jesus didn't come just to show love with no action. Truthfully, Jesus came throwing everything into chaos, teaching us to love our neighbor, to care for those around us, to turn the other cheek, and to stand up for what is right. And Jesus had that balance between showing love and letting out his anger for what was wrong. We are still followers of Jesus when we get angry for what is wrong. We will not always be liked. Not everybody will like our anger, but it is still following Jesus. All we can do is speak love speak truth and speak against injustice and oppression. Will you pray with me? Lord, we give you thanks for the love that you have for us and for your anger that reminds us to speak up against the wrongs that we see, that reminds us that we can have a righteous anger against injustice and oppression. May we live out your love and your actions in our love and our actions. Amen.